Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin law allows the county to levy outside of the allowable levy limit for a countywide emergency medical system per Wisconsin state statute. Through discussions with municipalities served by the Richland Ambulance Service, it was found that many can no longer afford to provide this service and are asking Richland County to fund the service outside of the levy limit. James Small from the Wisconsin Office of Rural Health presented how municipalities can do this to the Richland County Executive and Finance Committee at last night's meeting. For municipalities that currently get their EMS service from a different service would then be reimbursed from the county for tax dollars collected by the county for that municipality. The committee then discussed how it may work and had different questions. Administrator Tricia Clements then said that the report would be in by the 30th and they would know more at that time. The committee will have further discussion in April. A decision will need to be made prior to 2027 budget planning, which begins in late March, early April with capital improvement planning. Every 4 years, state statute requires the county board to establish the total annual compensation for elected officials prior to the filing of nomination papers. Election for the coroner, sheriff, and clerk of circuit court are in the fall of 2026. Nomination papers can be circulated beginning April 15th. The proposed salary for both the sheriff and clerk of court is a 10% increase the first year, with an annual 5% increase for the remainder of the term. The coroner's pay increase would go to from $8 plus $100 a call and $30 per cremation, plus an annual increase of 4% in the remaining 3 years. These recommendations will be forwarded to the full board for approval. Exception to the compensatory changes were requested for the Pine Valley staff that have the ability to work the floor in the event of a call-in by Pine Valley Administrator Brittany Paulus. She stated that comp time simply shifts the gap to another day and reduces leadership presence later. Paying the hourly rate at the time worked is the most operationally sound and fiscally responsible approach. The executive committee approved sending this proposal on to the full board for approval. And the committee also discussed funding of the Simons Recreation Complex. The city and county format of organization is not sustainable, and the city desires to no longer be an agent of Simons. Following a comprehensive study by Simons, it has been suggested that they move to a nonprofit model or go to under the umbrella of the school district. Governor Evers visited La Crosse and Baraboo on Tuesday to highlight the launch of the new state film office and film tax credit program. While in Baraboo, the governor met with filmmakers from Wisconsin to conduct a walking tour and discuss the new film tax program. During the walking tour, Representative Karen DeSanto highlighted the beauty of the Baraboo area, including the vibrant downtown Baraboo area with terrific shops, the murals on many of the downtown buildings that celebrate the heritage of Baraboo. The goal of the program is to encourage filmmakers to produce films in the state using the talent based in the state. While the films will not be all about Wisconsin, some of them will be, according to Governor Evers. Films will be produced in Wisconsin because we have good talent people here, and the tax credits will encourage filmmakers to consider Wisconsin, according to Evers. The credits will help filmmakers come to Wisconsin for new productions that will provide immediate returns like employing local workers, booking local lodging, and the purchasing of local goods and services to bolster local and statewide economies while also showcasing the state of Wisconsin. The hope is producers will come to towns such as Baraboo in the future and keep more people involved in local communities while keeping talented people in Wisconsin. He stopped in Baraboo as it is one of his favorite places to stop after living in the area previously. Filmmakers visited great downtowns such as Baraboo, where many creative people reside. While visiting Baraboo, the governor mentioned the amazing Al Ringling Theater, and he would never guess there would be such a facility in a town this size. Keeping it going is important for the history of the area. To be eligible for tax credits, productions must spend a minimum of $100,000 for projects 30 minutes or longer and a minimum of $50,000 for projects less than 30 minutes. Projects may receive up to $1 million in tax credits per fiscal year. Governor Evers said it is not a lot of money, but it is a start. Eligible production expenses include cast and crew wages, accommodations, cost of set construction and operations, purchase or rental of facilities and equipment, location fees and other production-related goods and services purchased and consumed within the state. Film Wisconsin will review tax credit applications monthly. The tax credits are retroactive to eligible expenditures beginning January 1, 2026. Learn more about Film Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Film Production Tax Credit at filmwisconsin.com. Women in Ag Programming, I'm a Farmer Too, is slated for March 19th. Women are key to the agricultural industry and are responsible for many facets of the farm. This program is geared toward women, but open to everyone. Topics for the day center around managing stress in crops, livestock, and most importantly, ourselves. Presenters and topics include mental wellness conversations with Joy Kirkpatrick, Farm Succession Planning Statewide Outreach Specialist, UW Extension; Heat Stress in Cattle by Jackie McCarville, UW Extension Regional Dairy Educator for Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties; Healthy Soils, Healthy Crops by Jordan Sattler, UW Extension Regional Crops and Soils Educator for Grant, Green, Iowa, and Lafayette Counties; Meal Prep Activity led by Katie Meyer; and Massage Tips and Tricks by Mickey Siedenberg. The event will be hosted on March 19th with registration beginning at 10 at the Congregational United Church in Mineral Point. If you would like to attend, RSVP by this Friday at go.wisc.edu/16E22Z or by calling the Extension Greene County office at 608-328-9440. The cost of the program is $25 to help fund materials, lunch, and supplies. Again, RSVP and registration fee is required a week before the program date. The Driftless Area Art Festival in Soldiers Grove is accepting artist applications for its 22nd annual festival scheduled for September 19th and 20th. Artists who live or create in the Driftless region of southwestern Wisconsin, northeastern Iowa, southeastern Minnesota, and northwestern Illinois are invited to apply to be part of this celebrated two-day event. The event draws more than 3,000 visitors each year and is known for its strong artist support, loyal patrons, and welcoming atmosphere. Medium categories include ceramics, drawing and pastels, fiber and leather, glass, jewelry, metalworks, two-dimensional and three-dimensional mixed media, painting, photography, printmaking and graphics, sculpture, and wood. New this year, applications can be made electronically and via paper submission. Entries are due March 13th and will be reviewed through a blind jury process in a single session. More information and application forms can be obtained from the festival website at driftlessareaartfestival.com. The festival will also feature a youth art tent, live music performances, and food vendors. For more information, contact Kim Anderson at info@driftlessareafestival.com. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is accepting nominations for two seats on the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin. DATCAP will mail nomination forms to eligible growers. Growers must sign and postmark completed nomination forms by March 27th and include signatures from at least five eligible growers other than the nominee. Completed forms should be mailed to the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection, Market Orders Program, P.O. Box 8911, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708-8911. Growers who have not received a nomination form by March 15th or who have other questions about the nomination process should email DATCAP Market Orders program staff at DATCP Market Orders at Wisconsin.gov. DATCAP will conduct the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin election from May 11th through June 15th. Elected growers will serve three-year terms beginning July 1st, 2026 and ending June 30th, 2029. Wisconsin's growing data center industry will take the spotlight at this summer's SummerFest Tech AI Conference. The event organizers have announced its lineup for June 23rd through June 26th in Milwaukee. Speakers from Microsoft, Generac, and other companies plan to talk about how they think AI and big data are driving new opportunities across the Midwest. UW-Madison experts will also discuss what AI means for education and the future workforce.